Well, hey there, good morning. 8:10, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, you ace?
You call me, Dr. Grant.
I'll never do that. You know why? Because you killed a lot of people. Hey, was he ever charged with murder?
You know?
Dr. Grant.
You know, he made a whole park that just, yeah. How many dinosaurs, or how many people did the dinosaurs eat?
He just made a murder factory, and he got away with it, didn't he?
Yeah, he just kind of flies away.
Oh, sorry, you guys signed you signed an agreement when you came to the island.
He just left the park, too.
Yeah. Like, all right, see you guys.
It'll fix itself.
It'll figure it out. Anyway, quick look at your forecast here before we get started on your WTF today. Chance for some rain a little bit later on, high of 48 tonight, cloudy, low of 30. Tomorrow, chance for some rain and snow, high of 42. Then it's warming up to 50 on Thursday, 38 then on Friday. It's all over the place.
You know where the weather is always nice?
Where?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, minus the bloodthirsty T-Rexes and everything like that.
Right. You can get a tan, but you might get eaten.
And now, too, you know, we got to look at that movie. Is it not being historically accurate? Because now they're saying that all these dinosaurs had feathers all over them.
You know? We start making signs, protest.
Yeah. Hey, this movie's ridiculous.
It's not accurate.
It's not accurate at all. I am upset. I want my money back. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Kate?
WTF this morning, not in Florida, from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there you go. These dinosaurs aren't real. This is ridiculous, and I've been hearing bits and pieces. Like, a lot of late-night shows are talking about this. Medical professionals have found that people who are too embarrassed to seek help for hemorrhoids have been turning to the interwebs for answers, which is not smart. And the interwebs have been telling people to use raw potatoes on their rectums. This is not a joke, all right? Doctors have responded by reminding everyone that putting potatoes where they don't belong is dangerous and you shouldn't do it. Instead, if you're dealing with hemorrhoids, just drink more water and eat more fiber. Maybe go see a doctor. Get some cream. Get some cream. Yeah. So what people are doing, and this I looked into it, they're cutting potatoes into like fry style, right? Yeah. Freezing them.
And then placing
them where the sun don't shine.
When you said fries, I knew exactly where it was going. Yeah. I thought they were just kind of like a boxer, you know, when he gets hit. You know, you had those iron pieces, the metal pieces.
Like, you take a piece of meat after you get a black eye, you slap it on there.
Yeah, yeah. Not like that.
No. They're cutting them into small, consumable sizes, but they're not eating them. It's in a different hole, Hunter. People are doing this. This is so much of a problem that the doctors of America had to be like, hey, don't do that.
Except Brock. He just takes the skin off of it. That's it.
Well, I want to make sure it's in there.
He's just skinning the potato. What about curly fries? Do curly fries work?
I don't think that'll work. I don't think curly fries are structurally sound enough.
We're talking skinny fries. We're talking steak fries.
I guess like a corkscrew, you can maybe turn them.
Yeah, there you go.
But folks, same thing. Like, if you're feeling sick, don't go to WebMD. And then don't go to your doctor and say, well, I read on WebMD. You're not a doctor. You went to a website that will auto everything I've ever looked on WebMD. At the bottom, it says it could also be AIDS. It's like, oh, that's great.
Usually that's the first case scenario, though. Yeah. Anytime you look something up, it's either like the worst things that it could be are always the top two.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, no.
So, folks, I'm going to say this, and this is the last time I hope I ever have to say the sentence.
Do it skinny fry. The curly fries break off.
What kind of potato do you use? Like an Idaho potato?
Yeah, Idaho? Yeah. Are we using sweet potatoes?
Would a yam work?
A yam might work.
A yam? You know? Sometimes they have the more pointed end.
Right. And you know what? Better yet, I got a potato gun. We could use that.
Kapoof! All right. You get over there and drop your pants.
Right.
We're going to get you taken care of. Those hemorrhoids won't know what hit them.
A little bit higher, a little bit higher.
Poof! You know, this is a good idea. Right. Well, I tell you what, we'll back up 10 feet just to make sure it's safe.
Ow!
I hate society. Yeah. Maybe this coronavirus is a good thing. Maybe it is. That's your WTF. W.